Lauren Rodriguez, come on up. Woo! Do it.
All right, so up until about 5 minutes ago, I didn't think I was going to do a monologue. But in true annual fashion, I guess, this is the first time that I'll do your stories. I think that when you think about annual, think about the year starting, New Year's Eve, Christmas, things like that. But as a teacher, New Year's Eve really means nothing to me. And to me, the biggest holiday of the year is the first day of school. If you think back to when you were little, I think everyone can kind of get behind that, and the promises you make to yourself on the first day of school. This year, I'm going to try harder in school, or I'm going to talk to that pretty girl, or I'm going to go to prom this time, or not go to prom this time. All the different promises you made as a kid, and usually those never came through. And I think that on the other side of it, as a teacher, we try to make promises to ourselves that we'll actually do. This year, I'm going to grade more. This year, I'm going to grade less. This year, I'm going to be more of a teacher or more of a person. And I think that those are always the promises that we make to ourselves in the first days of school. And I think the first thing I thought of to tell was my first day of teaching. And coming from a long line of teachers, I'm a third generation teacher. The first day that I walked into school, I saw my mother's name all over the building. And all the accolades that she had done, as if life wasn't fucking scary enough, had to live up to that. And then I thought about telling the first time that I wasn't scared on the first day of school, but that hasn't happened yet. So. But I think that what I will tell the story of is the first time that I actually met a goal that I had set before I even started teaching. Usually, and this is my fifth year teaching, which is frightening, but usually the first day of school I make myself a promise, like I'm going to go to grad school, which I did. I'm going to graduate from grad school, which I did. I'm going to become nationally board certified, which as of Saturday, I am. Yeah. Thank you. But the first promise that I made myself on the very first day of school was that I would do both parts of my life, that I would be a teacher and I would be an actress, and that would be my life. And until this summer, that was never reality. I wasn't able to do both. Before I started teaching, and I was a student teacher, I tried to do both, which equated to me trying to write sketches while I was teaching in school. The sketch show that I happened to be in during student teaching was called The Penis Monologues, which then equated to adapting the vagina monologues to mention penises while my kids were eating lunch, which was a lawsuit waiting to happen. Pretty sure. But this past year, with all of my school behind me up until this point, I decided that I would go to an audition. And I feel like the hardest part of that was not the auditioning, which I hadn't done in 4 years, and it wasn't the learning of a monologue or anything like that. It was overcoming labels. And I think for the longest time, I had labeled myself as a teacher, as someone that teaches other people how to do things and never did anything myself. And I think as nerds, oftentimes we do that. I'm a nerd, I'm a geek, I'm a jock, and I think that we end up living in those labels. And for the first time in my life, I overcame that label, and I was cast as a 12-year-old girl. Who, ironically enough, thinks she's a superhero. So in the end, I wonder if it's really a matter of finding new labels without ignoring the old.
I saw Lauren's play. It was great. I really think you were the best part of it, which is awesome because everyone else like studied theater. Not to shit on them because they did great, but you were the best part. Way to go, Lauren.
That is true.
Right?
True.
It is true. It is true.